something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by INNS Ministries International, number 15, Bangura Close, Port Loko. Worship with us on Sundays, 9 a.m., Wednesdays, 6 p.m., Thursdays, 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call +232-799-536-53 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This is a continuation of the message, an inheritance for you.
Hallelujah. I want to share briefly with you. Oh, thank you, blessed Lord Jesus. From 2 Kings, do you always like to put the word of God to work? You know, when you learn it, you act it. You do it. It's the most beautiful thing in the world. 2 Kings in chapter number 4, I want to read to you from verse 1. I want you to follow it so carefully so you don't miss anything. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant my husband is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And a creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? I want you to stop there for a moment. This woman was a widow with two sons. Her husband had been a prophet and now had died. And he was owing... Before he died, he was owing someone some money before he died. So after his death, the creditor came to the house and asked for his money. And the woman couldn't produce the money. And so, according to the law, he asked for the two sons to come and serve him for as long as the debt would last. So they would now be bondmen. And the woman was so sad because her husband was dead, and now the creditor had come for her two sons. She was in a predicament. She knew what to do. She didn't cry to the king. She went to the prophet. She went to Elisha the prophet. And she told him the story. Now Elisha said unto her in verse 2, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? I want you to notice that question is so powerful. Elijah said, What do you have in your house? Now, he didn't specify what kind of a thing he was asking for. Now, it's going to be dependent on this woman. Whatever she's going to say will tell what kind of a mind she had. And what teaching the Spirit of God would give to us from here. Because God always would bring things to our understanding that will guide us in our own lives. If it had no meaning, he wouldn't put it there. The prophet said, What do you have in your house? Well, there's some furniture. There must be something in the house. Hallelujah. It was up to her to say what was on her mind. For example, if I called you out one after the other now and I ask you, what can you see here? I guarantee you, There's a lot some of you wouldn't see, because you wouldn't think that's important. You tell me the things you feel should be seen. I demonstrated that some years ago in church, on a Sunday service, I believe. And I called about three people, and I asked them to look at the whole platform, everywhere around. Then I said, tell us what you can see. And they all gave us three different results. How come they didn't say the same thing? Because they didn't see the same things. They saw what they thought was important. Someone saw everything but the backdrop. Someone else saw everything but the fan. We had a ceiling fan up there. Someone else saw everything but the rock. They didn't think those ones were important. They were talking about the flowers and the pulpit and so on and so forth. Praise God. It matters what you see. If I asked you now, what can you see? Look around this hall. Some of you wouldn't see the hall, the walls, because you wouldn't think that's part of what you should talk about. You'd say everything but the walls. Someone else will see the walls and wouldn't see the windows. It's just the way our minds work. The prophet said to the woman, what do you have in the house? What do you have in the house? Here, you are in debt. You're down at the bottom of the ladder now. You go to the prophet of God. The prophet says, what do you have in your house? Someone will say nothing. You know, God asked Moses the same question back there at the backside of the desert. And when he was talking about going to Egypt and bringing the people out of bondage, God said to Moses, what do you have in your hand? He could have said nothing. But he said, a rod. God said, what do you have? Come on, you've been there. Sometimes you're holding something and somebody's asking you, what do you have in your hand? You got a handbag, maybe. You're holding your handbag. I don't know how you hold it this way or somehow. But then you're holding it and somebody says, what do you have in your hand? And you pass it from one hand to the other and say, nothing. Nothing. So God said, what do you have? The man said, a rod. God said, good, put it down. And he did. You know the rest of the story. It became the rod of God for working miracles. Well, now the prophet says to this woman, what do you have in the house? It's amazing what came to her mind. Oh boy. Look at this. Verse 2, and Elijah said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, thine handmaid had not anything in the house save a pot of oil. I only have a pot of oil. I have a pot of oil. I only have a pot of oil. Why did her mind go to the pot of oil? Why? Why did her mind go to the pot of oil? It's amazing. Well, look at this. She said, I only have a pot of oil. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Then he said, go, borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels. Borrow not a few. Get as many vessels as you can. Go to your neighbors. Get as many vessels, not a few. Get a lot. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shall pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. In other words, get as many vessels as you can and pour into the vessels. When one is full, set it aside, go to the next one and pour in. When that one is full, set it aside, go to the next one and pour in. Now, this is beautiful. So, verse 5. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons who brought the vessels to her. She sent her sons to go get them, and she poured out. Hallelujah.
This message is titled, An Inheritance for You. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234 188 834 34 or +234 802 332 4188, or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Judy from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
Do you watch or listen to Pastor Chris Ayakalima's programs on TV or radio? Have you been blessed? We invite you to join us in blessing many more with the gospel. To make the gospel available to many more, you can join the Lovell Television and Radio Ministry as a media partner and join us in sponsoring TV and radio programs of Pastor Chris on television and radio stations around the world. Join us and be a part of changing lives with the gospel. To sign up as a media partner, please call us on 0812-851-9834 or send a mail to mediapartners@level360.com. Once again, you can call us on 0812-851-9834 or send a mail to mediapartners@level360.com. As you join us in taking the gospel around the world, we declare that God makes all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Thank you, and God bless you.
I told you about the new book. The title is The Power of Your Mind. Walk in divine excellence through the power of a renewed mind. It's an extraordinary book. Every student should get this book. Every teenager should get this book. Every child, 8 years old, 9 years old, grown men and women need this book. There are few books that talk about the mind. Most of them are not even Christian books. But this one shows you right from the Word of God, the power of mind management, the tool of the mind, how to use it, what it is, and how to use it. This extraordinary tool that God gave us. Most people don't know what the Bible says about the mind. And I've put it here in a book. Do your best. Hallelujah. Get this book, The Power of Your Mind.
The Lovell Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Lovell Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Lovell Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
As the trumpet sound, the dead in Christ will rise.
It's close, my brother, my sister, it's close. The Bible says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. The first trumpet sounds, and the dead in Christ will come out of the grave. At the sound of the second trump, those of us who are alive and remain will ascend. The Bible says we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. That second trump is called the last trump. It's not going to be too long.
from now. Why? Because the world is preparing for all the things that are supposed to happen after the rapture. That's what's going on. And let me tell you, the world will not be the same. The world is going to be in a terrible situation. According to the Bible, the first 3.5 years after the rapture of the church will be so hard and difficult. Men's lives will be so difficult. And they will persecute Christians who will be left behind. Think, if while we're here in this world, they're trying to stop you from going to church, what will they do if those who were praying are no longer here? Don't plan to be here. Serve the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. He has given us examples. Enoch was taken away from this world alive. We are going to be taken away from this world alive. Live your life for Jesus Christ. If you don't know how to do it, ask him to show you. Say, Lord, I want to live for you. Who will save your life from hell? Only Jesus is the only one who already did what needed to be done to save you. Live your life for him.
This message is brought to you by INNS Ministries International, number 15, Bangura Close, Port Loko. Worship with us on Sundays, 9 a.m., Wednesdays, 6 p.m., Thursdays, 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call +232 799 5363 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This is a continuation of the message, An Inheritance for You.
Hallelujah.
And she poured out. I want you to notice the terms. She poured out. Now we know it's the oil that's in context here. But the Bible says she poured out. Doesn't say she poured the oil. But it's the oil. Come on here. Are you still here? You know the Bible says the scriptures have been written by words chosen of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. She poured out. Verse 6. And it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. It stopped flowing. It stopped flowing. When they said, well, we don't have any more vessels. Then she came and told the man of God. And he said, oh, this is beautiful. Hallelujah. Then she came and told the man of God. And he said, go, sell the oil and pay thy debt. And leave thou and thy children up the rest. She became a distributor overnight. Hallelujah. Now let's look at this. Number one, let's follow the steps. The first thing she did when she realized she had a problem, she went to the man of God and she told him the truth. She didn't say, there's a man troubling us. He wants to take my two sons, like some people would say. She was clear about the problem. She said, the creditor, in other words, were owing him. She said, there's a man coming to trouble us. Sometimes, you know, people tell you what problem they have and they don't tell you the truth. They said, the landlord has been disturbing us, but they never tell you we didn't pay him, we're owing him. They don't tell you that. So the man is very wicked, always troubling us. Did you pay? She didn't hide the truth. She told him the truth. She went to the man of God. She told him all the truth. Then the second thing was, she recognized the oil. She could have said, I don't have nothing in the house except the furniture. She could have said, well, I don't have anything. She could have picked on anything else. But the oil was important to her. And you all know that the oil is very, very symbolic. It means something. It's symbolic of the spirit. And the woman said, I don't have nothing but the oil. I got a pot of oil in the house. Now, where you are in your life, what is it you have? Do you have that oil? If you don't think you have anything in this life, have the oil. Praise God. Do you hear me say, have the oil? Have the oil. If you don't have anything else, have the oil. That will change things. Praise God.
The oil will change things. Now look at this. She recognized the oil as an important asset. She said, I don't have nothing but a pot of oil. She recognized that oil as a very important asset. She didn't say, I don't have anything. She said, I have a pot of oil. That's a great asset. That's all I have. That's what I got. She was definite. She was clear about it. To her, that was important. The third thing was, the man of God gave her instructions and she acted on those instructions without questions. She acted on those instructions without questions. She acted on them without questions. In a lot of times, we ask stupid questions. We want the instruction to be clearer. We want to rationalize it. We want to be sure that it makes sense. You know, it's got to make sense to us. So we ask stupid questions. What if, what if, what if, what if, what if? Hallelujah. She acted on the word of the man of God. Oh, this is beautiful. You know, when you study God's word and you put the word to work, you get the same results that they got. That's the truth about the Word of God. You get the same results. Now, I can understand people who think the Word of God doesn't work today like it used to. You know? But it still works. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen? Hallelujah. She acted on the Word of the man of God. The fourth thing was, now based on the instructions, we notice she shut herself and family in. And poured. Now notice the Bible says she poured. She shut herself in. She shut the family in. Because this was something holy. Hallelujah. This was something holy. God said do it. God said shut yourself in and pour. Pour into the vessels. So she shut them in and began to pour into the vessels. There's a time to shut yourself in. Why did God say shut yourself in? There's a time for it. When you want to pour like that, you've got to shut yourself in. Hallelujah. Oh, this is very, very important. Make sure you get it tonight. All right. They got many vessels. They brought empty vessels. The prophet said, go find empty vessels, as many as you can get, and bring them in. And when you get them in, pour into them. And of course, we know he was talking about the oil. And she began to pour into these vessels. And when one was full, she set it aside and poured in the next. When that was full, she set it aside and did the same thing until they were all full. And the oil, listen, she only had a pot of oil. Understand that miracle. She only had a pot of oil. And that oil will keep flowing until there's no place to flow into. From one pot, she had several others full. What is the message that God's given to us? What is the message for the New Testament man or woman? What is it that God is getting across to his children? I'll tell you. Number one, God wants you to be definite about your challenges. You've got to be very definite about your challenges. You've got to be definite about your needs. You've got to be definite. You know, I asked someone one time, she said, pray for me. I said, what do you want me to pray for? She said, all over my body. She said, I've got pains all over my body. Just pray, everything. I said, well, what exactly? Now, it's difficult for certain people to know. I know that sometimes there are people who've got pains all over their bodies, but there are those who just want you to just pray. So I said, well, just pray that God will, just pray for me. Just pray. Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ
come into your heart. I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. Be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-770-2372 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com.
You know, being in Christ's embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ's embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow! This message has been brought to you by INNS Ministries International, number 15, Bangura Close, Port Loko. Worship with us on Sundays, 9 a.m., Wednesdays, 6 p.m., Thursdays, 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call +232-799-536-53 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This message is titled, An Inheritance for You. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.levelradio.fm. To listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS. Or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.